while we're having a little talk with Jesus, we're going to tell him all about it in just a little bit. But the reason why we're here, it is my pleasure and my honor to present our pastor and his first lady and minister, Cordia C. Robinson. Stand up and welcome them. If you have not placed your phones on silent and or either vibrate, please do so at this time. Now, if Jesus called, take the call. amen. But please put your phones on silent. I am Beatrice Fornes. I'm B in this church and the moderator for this church. And it is my honor and pleasure to preside this afternoon for what is sure to be a very special order of service. Special thanks to our musicians. Y'all got to give it up for our musicians. Now, we know we got some musicians. As you entered the sanctuary and you heard this beautiful music, we get to hear it every Sunday. So if you don't have a church home, you're welcome to come to this one, and we will open the door for you. Now, we're going to continue with the program. It's found in your program booklet. But this is what we're going to do, and I'm not going to get up too much this afternoon, but I'm going to have to pause and do some things for us. Our opening prayer will be given by Pastor Agnes Lover of St. Paul Methodist Church, and she will come forward and go up. Our scripture reading for this afternoon will be given by Pastor Jeffrey Owens, Sr., King Hill Missionary Baptist Church, and he's going to go up as well. And then we're going to be favored with a musical selection. I don't want you all to miss this one. It's Because of Who You Are. Our soloists are Brianna Jackson and Zoe Rencher. They are representing, and our little baby choir, we have a baby choir, y'all, and they have robes too, so okay. It's gonna be a joyful afternoon, but we're gonna go straight to them. And this is what I want you to do this afternoon with us. If you know the songs, sing them. Praise him this afternoon. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. I want you to get involved with the service. And we're gonna hear now our opening prayer.
Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen again. Amen. The hymn writer said, a charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, a never dying soul to save and fit it for the sky, to serve the present age my calling to fulfill. Oh, may it all my powers engage to do my master's will. Shall we bow, shall we pray? A most holy and righteous God, Lord, we humbly approach your throne of grace. So grateful, God, that your mercies are new every morning. God, we're asking for your divine anointing to fall afresh in this place. God, we're asking for your divine anointing to fall on Pastor Robinson and Minister Robinson and First Congregational Christian Church, God, because they are about to unite together as a church family. So, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come in this place, come on in and have your way. Lord, your word declares, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach, you said, unless they are sent? So God, I believe this is a divine appointment. I believe you sent the Robinson duo here for such a time is this. So God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus to stir up every dormant gift right now, God. Lord, I'm asking you to equip the saints. Equip the saints for ministry, God. Not just ordinary ministry. Ministry that's going to transform the congregation. Ministry that's going to transform the community, God. They need to be reminded that they are a royal priesthood, that they are a holy nation, that God, you have set them apart to work together for such a time as this. So God, we need you. We need you, God. We need you. So God, I come pleading the blood, because I know that there's power in the blood of the Lamb. We come pleading the blood over the snare of the enemy, Father God, that may come with his trickery ways. So therefore, God, I ask you to grant them wisdom. Oh, God, I ask you to grant them courage, God. I'm asking you, God, to just give them the insight beyond their earthly training, Father God. For whatever they need, God, you've already got it for them, God. So, Lord, however you move in this dynamic duo, however you move in this congregation, God, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory and all the praise. This is your servant's prayer on behalf of your people. And the saints in agreement said, amen, 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 and amen.
Today's scriptural reading will come from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 7 through 12. And the Hebrew writer writes this: remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So do not be attracted by strange new ideas. Your strength comes from God's grace, not from rules about food which do not help those who follow them. We have an altar from which the priests in the tabernacle have no right to eat. Under the old system, the high priest brought the blood of the animals into the holy place as a sacrifice for sin, and the bodies of the animals were burned outside in the camp. So also Jesus suffered and died outside the city gates, and make his people holy by means of his own blood. God's word for God's people in God's time. May God add an abundant blessing unto the hearers, the readers, and the doers of his everlasting word.
glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh, my provider,
children can sing. You need to show up on the third Sunday and you'll get this all the time. A praise clap for the babies. Because of who you are. Oh, and we're going to keep this going. We're going to keep this going. One of the older, I'm not going to say oldest, I said older, members of our church, Mrs. Valora Ford, has been here for quite some time, and it is most appropriate that she would bring the welcome this afternoon. And then Deacon Sam Martin, chairman of the Deacon Board, will come to you, and he's going to share with you why we are here. And I will not get back up until after Ms. Kim Gillis comes and acknowledge our guests.
To Pastor Roger Robinson, First Lady Corliss Robinson, Conference Minister Heather Farsberg, guest speaker Pastor Henry C. Davis Jr., Big Roxana Baptist Church, visiting clergy, church moderator Beatrice Fornes, visitors, members, and friends. I have the distinct pleasure of an honor of welcoming you to the installation service of our dearly beloved Pastor Roderick Robinson. Hebrews 13:17 says, "Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, because that would not be a benefit to you." Today, we honor the Lord's divine plan of beginning a new chapter in the life of the First Congregational Christian Church that is sure to demonstrate the glory, power, and eternal plan. May you be blessed and encouraged by all that you experience today as we install our pastor and move forward as the Lord guides us. So, on behalf of the First Congregational Christian Church family, we welcome you with hopes that this joyous occasion will remain in your memories for years to come.
Pastor Robinson, Minister Robinson, Pastor Davis, Conference Minister, Associate Minister Heather Fawcett, visiting pastors, pulpit guests, special guests, First Church, we greet you this afternoon, and we thank God for you being here. We thank you that you took the time out of your schedule to just share just a few minutes with us so we can share this great occasion with you. So I'm here to tell you a little about why are we here, why are you here. We are here to celebrate the pastor installation, the pastor be Minister Robinson. As a note of clarification, this is not an event. This is a worship service, which means that we should. Everything that we do, everything that we think, everything that we say should give honor and glory to God. Amen. But it is a joyful celebration. Yeah. A celebration of a union of a man called by God. That man is Minister Robinson. Amen. To join a body who believes in trusting God. Yeah. And he joined them both of those together. This spiritual reunion, a spiritual union, reflects a marriage. If you look at the Bible gives the view of a marriage as a long, lifelong, God-ordained covenant between a man and woman, gender neutral in this example. This union involves a spiritual unity, an emotional connectedness, a physical closeness, and the commitment to each other. So as I go through the next few lines to tell you why we're here, I will be using the analogy of a marriage to kind of explain how we got here. Yes. Due to circumstance in late 2022, we found ourselves without a pastor. For several months, we used the supply chain. In other words, we're using any minister that we felt that God had called to come and fill the pulpit, keeping the continuity of our worship service every Sunday. And thank God I see a few of those ministers here with us today. We continue that, and then Pastor Robinson was one of those that we used. one of the things that the deacons did is encourage the church to give us feedback on all of the ministers that was coming. The feedback was not necessarily negative, but did they connect with the community of the congregation? Pastor Robinson was one of those that absolutely, not only did he embrace our order, but he connected and he resonated with the members. So we continued using the supply chain for a while. Then all of a sudden, God put it in our spirit to do one thing, to say, why don't we offer Pastor Robinson an opportunity to be our transition minister until the search committee could find a permanent pastor. We offered that to Pastor Robinson, and he accepted. That was the courtship. Keep the marriage in line here. That was the courtship. The search committee continued to do what they were doing, searching for a shepherd for this church. Unfortunately, the search, and some of you all that are looking for husbands and wives, sometimes it gets a little thin. You have to keep searching. So we kept searching. And then the idea came, well, why don't we suspend the search and offer to Minister Robinson the opportunity to be the pastor of this great church? That was the engagement. He accepted it. And what happened when you propose, lady or man, and they accept? You take it to the body. I took my bride to my mom, my aunties, my grandma, and they approved. We took Pastor Robinson to the church, and they approved. They approved with flying colors. We approved it with flying colors. Now, here we go. The work began. Once a marriage is engaged from the perspective of the courtship to the engagement to accepting, then the marriage takes place. Pastor Robinson signed off on the documents to be our pastor. The wedding is done. Amen. You are here today at the reception. To accept it. You are here today at the reception. Now, what's take place after reception? Honeymoon. Got 1 week from today. The honeymoon. The real work. The real marriage take place after the honeymoon. We are entering into that real marriage. We have to go to work.
Yes, sir.
We have to put the work in. Uh-huh. And that pronoun we, because it's not the pastor, it's not the church, it's us. Right. It's us. I know that's not right for you teachers out there, but that's what it is.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to close. What I'm requesting, and Pastor Love, Minister Love, did the prayer. Absolutely close my speech out from the perspective we need all of y'all prayers, all of y'all support to do the work that God has called us to do with the leadership of Pastor Robinson. Thank God for you.
Good afternoon. What a blessing it is to have friends and family.
Amen.
You've already been welcomed by Ms. Ford. You've heard the purpose of us being here. Now we're going to take this time to acknowledge our visiting friends at this time. We would like to acknowledge and thank each of you who are with us for this momentous occasion. As we call each special group, we're not going to ask you to stand up. We're not going to ask you to say anything. But as you hear each group, I'd like you to give them a hand, praise of clap. Let's give a very special thank you to the Associate Conference Minister, Reverend Heather Fosberg, and members of the UCC Southeastern Conference. The pastor of Big Roxana Baptist Church, Henry C. Davis Jr., and the members of Big Roxana Church. We hear you in the house back there. all clergy members and any elected and or appointed officials who are with us today. Visiting friends who graciously agreed to serve on this installation program. Members of Unity, Community, and Hutchinson Street Churches. The brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity. We would also like to acknowledge and thank the family of Pastor Roderick Robinson and First Lady Minister Corliss Robinson for sharing him and her with us. Additionally, we want to also acknowledge any co-workers and friends of our pastor and Minister Corliss. At First Church, we think all of our guests are special because you're giving your time. I'm sure most of you have been to church one time, and here you are again. So we thank you for that. Hebrews 13, 1 and 2 says, "Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it." Amen. That being said, we thank each of our special guests and any unassuming angels for taking the time to celebrate with us. We love each of you and we truly delight in your presence.
I love him. He has set me free. free. He's been good, he's been good. And I love him. He's been good. He's my life, my joy, my all. There's nothing in between. He's been good. Yeah, he's been good. I'll go with him to the end. He's been my best friend. He's been good. And I love him. Oh, he's been good. Yeah, he's been good to me. Oh, God's been so good.
He's been good to me.
Oh, and I love it.
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 Yes, set me free.
God's been good.
He's been good. And I love him. He's been good.
All right, Walt. It's all right to show out. It's all right to show out for the company. It's good. It's good. He's been good. Yes. Yes, he's been good. And I love the way that you all are getting into the service. I do. I really do. Thank the Lord. We're now down to our love offering, which is going to be blessed by Pastor Dr. Tammy McCurr, and she's going to go up in a second. This love offering is for Pastor Robinson. And for those of you who bought your cards, we have a card box in the back. So when you go back to the reception, there's a card box back there so you can put your gifts in the card box. But Dr. Tammy McCurr is going to come, and she's going to give us instructions. I'm not going to get back up after the offering. We're going to go right into the introduction of our speaker, Reverend Hodrick C. Robinson. If you haven't figured that out, from Big Rock Zanna Baptist Church, is Pastor's brother, if you haven't figured that out. And then we're going to have another musical selection, How Great Is Our God, and then we're going to have the Word of God. Church, we're trying to keep the doors closed because I know y'all smelling the chicken. But we're trying to keep the doors closed. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful reception for you. Well, it's for the pastor, really. You can have the reception. But it's going to be a wonderful reception, so I'm not going to get back up until after the sermon. Please, please do what God would have you to do.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm excited. Congratulations. Amen. Luke 6 and 38 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." I want to challenge the clergy in the room. For those of you who have had the opportunity to stand where we now stand, amen. Some days are tough, some days are rough. But the opportunity to sow into this ministry, this gift from God on today, I'm going to challenge the clergy. Your pastor's in the room, I'm going to challenge you to give no less than $100. And everybody else, and I'm starting with my 100, amen. And doing that because we believe in sowing in good ground. And amen, we believe you to be good ground, amen. So if you have your offering in hand, I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then however you all do this, we're going to go with that. You get it first, okay, we're going to do it like that then, amen.
Pour you out a blessing, yeah.
blessed.
To be blessed.
God made you a promise.
God made you a promise.
And you stood the test.
Stood the test.
You're gonna open up the window. Pour you out a blessing. Yeah, it's your season
to be blessed.
Now I've been through the fire, I've been through the flood, but I'm still standing here because of His blood. He's gonna open up a window and pour you out a blessing. Yeah, it's your season to be blessed. Oh, come on. Oh,
it's your season.
Yes, it is.
To be blessed.
God made you a promise.
God made you a promise.
And you stood the test.
Stood the test.
He's gonna open up the window. Yes, Lord.
It's your season to be blessed.
Yeah,
it's your season.
Yes, it is.
To be blessed.
God made you a promise.
God made you a promise.
And you stood the test.
Stood the test.
Yeah, He's gonna open up windows and pour you out a blessing. Yeah,
it's your season to be blessed.
Amen. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for every gift that has been given, every seed that has been sowed. Now, God, we ask that you give it back to those who gave 100-fold. And God, we ask right now that you use these seeds to build up your kingdom, that you will get the glory out of everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
It is indeed a blessing to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
One more time.
Amen.
I think it's so grateful and so honored to be able to introduce my pastor. And
yes.
Before I do it, I want to recognize my brother, Pastor Roderick Robinson. Amen. And his wife, First Lady Corliss Carvin Robinson. I'm so proud of him. Amen. And I would be remiss if I did not recognize my sisters. Amen. Four who are here, two who are ministers. Amen. And not only that, but my youngest brother, DeAndre, he's in the back. And I would be remiss if I did not recognize him. Amen. And I thank God for our mother who is still here, who will be 91 years old this Friday. Amen. Sister Annie Ruth Robinson for years was the president of Missionary Society at the Big Rock Sound Missionary Baptist Church. And whatever we are, it's because of her. Amen. Amen. Now I must be obedient. Amen. I'm sure all of you in here may know my pastor. Amen.
Pastor Henry C. Davis Jr. Amen. If you don't know him from Montgomery Police Department, amen, from the 80s and the 90s where he rose to the rank of a major, amen. Maybe you know him from Alabama State University where he was chief of security as well as vice president of public safety and operations. And if you don't know him from there, maybe you know him from Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, where he is the chaplain of Sigma Phi Chapter. Amen. Amen. He's a proud father, a proud grandfather. But two of the positions that I think he holds dear to his heart is the husband of our church First Lady, Sister Tamaya Roberts Davis. Amen. And although last but the greatest, being called a servant of the Most High God. Amen. Amen. So I introduce to some and present to others my pastor, Pastor Henry C. Davis Jr., the pastor of the Big Rock Center Missionary Baptist Church.
Oh, God is an awesome God. And, I thank God for today. It is a blessing to be here with you at First Congregational. And I didn't realize, Reverend Robinson, when I took this assignment, that today was my anniversary. Oh, yeah. For 26 years ago, on the second Sunday in November, I stood and did my trial sermon. And for 26 years, I've been carrying a holy water. And out of those 26 years, the Lord has blessed me to pastor 23 of those years. It's not an easy task, leading God's people, but if you're obedient, God will bless you. To this day, at Big Rock Center, I have 5 sons and 6 daughters in ministry. And they all have work to do. But today my heart is full because I leave 2 here. And they have 9 brothers and sisters that care about them. So I want to make it clear they are not to be abused. Amen. For at Rock Center, we are family. So as we go forward this afternoon, I do have a word from the Lord. I'm just giving you time to catch up with me. Amen. And pastoring is a task. Let me say this to you, Reverend Robinson. To pastor is a privilege. It's a privilege. You're really not qualified for it. But God takes a chance on you. To lead God's people as a pastor is an assignment. The two are different. It's a privilege, but the privilege entitles you to the assignment. And to carry out the assignment, you need to do it to the best of your ability. Yeah. You can't do it by yourself, but the Lord will be with you. And that's what I came to reinforce today. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this moment. We thank you right now, Lord, for allowing us to assemble in this place. And Lord, let the work that we do now, Lord, let it be pleasing in your sight. Bless our efforts now. Just even in this hour, use me as an instrument of your bidding. As your servant, I decrease that you might increase. Speak to these, your people, who've assembled themselves in this sanctuary. Let the word that come forth, you hallow it. Bless it now, so that this church may be blessed in its union with this man of God and woman of God. Have your way. You do the work now. Through me, use me, just as you see fit. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I'm not going to hold you long. If you have your Bible or electronic instrument, there's a word from the Lord. I want to lift a couple of verses this afternoon. I want to go over to the book of 1 Samuel. Going over to the third chapter. Just want to lift two verses. When you get there, say amen, and I'll know you're with me. 1 Samuel chapter 3, going over to verse number 10. Verse 10. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse number 10. Are we there? A word from God for God's people. And the Lord came and stood and called as if other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. You may be seated just for a few moments. Pastoring is a task, and the man of God has to be certain he's called of God. I said I was going to be real nice today, but I don't want to leave you here and you're in a fog. I want your vision to be clear. The courtship is fine. The marriage is something else. Yeah, that courtship is fine. You are fascinating to them and you are fascinated with them. But now you're about to lock in where there's no escape. And every now and then, humanity will take over. There will be some moments that are not so comfortable. Some of the same folk that courted you can become the same people that try to expel you. I don't want you to be in a fog. I want you to understand that this task to lead God's people can't be done by you, by yourself. You need the Lord to stand with you. So just for a few moments, I want to talk about this subject. You are the Lord's choice. I know folks gonna get in your ear, they gonna tell you I voted for you. I supported you. And in most cases, they want something from you. But I want you to be sure today that you are the Lord's choice. The text confirms that. Here in the text, Eli had the dubious task of preparing Samuel for ministry. But it was the Lord who showed up to speak with Samuel. In the text there, in the 10th verse, it says, and the Lord came. And the Lord came. It's night now, and Samuel is trying to gather himself and get some rest. But the text says that the Lord came and stood. No stranger to Samuel. But out of that comes some things that I want to share with you, and that gets us to the first one. The Lord will stand with you. Just as surely as the Lord showed up for Samuel, he'll show up for you. I want you to understand, in the text it says, the Lord came. And that's good, because in that I want you to rest your hat on that. That on Sunday morning when you get behind this sacred desk, you're not coming by yourself. The text says the Lord came. He's going to meet you right here behind this sacred desk. I want you to understand, you're not in this by yourself. The Lord will stand with you. According to the text, the Lord shows up, and he came and he stood and he calls as he has done in other times. See, that's the good piece about the text. The Lord is faithful. It wasn't the first time he showed up in Samuel's life, but now as he's done in other times, the Lord shows up. I want you to understand, the Lord is faithful unto you. Because just like Samuel, there have been other times when the Lord has stood with you. And I want you to understand today that he's going to show up at First Congregational, just like he's shown up other places in your life. Yeah, it's not the first time. Just as he stood with you before, he's going to stand with you again. The Lord will stand with you. And you say, well, Pastor, where are you going? I don't want you to think everybody's going to stand with you because you're a pastor. It takes time to become pastor. Oh, God, I said I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to do it. It takes time to become pastor. You can be installed today, but they're going to still call you reverend. Y'all didn't get it. Until the Lord moves on their hearts and allows them to receive you as their covering, you're going to be reverend. But you got to keep showing up, standing behind this desk, preaching the word of God, even when some of them are looking at you like you crazy. You're going to have to preach it anyhow. Yeah, the Lord is going to stand with you. God Almighty. And when you stand behind this desk, there are going to be some moments you're going to feel weak, but he'll be your leaning post. I've been in it long enough. Some of the folks that I thought had my back, they couldn't wait to get out of service and to get away from me. Because I didn't come to make them feel good. I came to tell them what thus saith the Lord. And every time that the Lord speaks, it's not going to win you a pat on the back. It's not going to win you an award. It's not going to make you popular. But I promise you, it'll give you a praise. Yeah. The Lord will stand with you. So be prepared when you stand behind this desk. It's not about your personal opinions. It's not about what you're feeling. You're human. But you're going to have some tough skin. Somebody's going to edit your message. And you're going to hear, well, Pastor said, and it's not going to be what you said, but you're going to have some tough skin not to get upset because they took what you said and turned it around. Yeah. Yeah. You're the Lord's choice. Samuel understood the assignment. First, the Lord will stand with you. But then, secondly, you need to hear me now. You need to hear the Lord's voice. It's in the text. You need to hear the Lord's voice. And the text says, and the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel. You're the messenger. You're the mouthpiece. But it's going to be the Lord that's going to do the thing. Don't get it confused. Don't get it twisted. It's not going to be you that's going to bring about change in First Congregational. It's going to be the Lord working through you. Yeah. God Almighty. You need to hear the Lord's voice. The Lord came and he stood and he called Samuel. And when he got his attention, he made sure that he understood the assignment. You need to hear the Lord's voice. Why am I repeating that? It's because a lot of folk gonna be in your ear. Watch out for the voices and all the noise around you. You need to make sure that you hear the Lord's voice. The Lord came to Samuel in the evening. In a quiet moment, he found him as he lay trying to get rest. And he called him by name. And he knows you by name. And you need to understand when he speaks, you need to hear his voice. And that's the word that you got to carry. Oh God. Here it is. And just like he's going to send you, he sent Samuel. But in sending Samuel, it wasn't Samuel that was going to do the thing. Yeah, it's going to be him that's going to do the thing. It's in the text. He says, I'm going to do a thing in Israel. You need to understand, Israel is God's people. God knows what it's going to take to deal with his people. You ain't there yet. See, you got to understand, the same folk will pat you on the back or try to slap you in the face. God knows how to deal with his people. Y'all don't want to talk back, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Everybody that's serving the Lord ain't saved. Be careful. Be careful. Everybody that come in the church doors don't have a heart for God. They joined the church because they joined an organization. They came to network. It's who they know, who they can rub elbows with. They didn't come to meet a man named Jesus. Now, y'all didn't ask for this, but I'm giving it anyway. Yeah, they went to the right schools, got the right education. They family got the right last name. And they think that's going to get them in heaven, but it ain't going to work. God knows his children. I don't want you to be fooled. You need to understand, he's going to do the thing, not you. Don't despise small beginnings. God Almighty. Let me act right, Lord. Because the thing is, you need to understand, you still that same little boy that came out of Ridgecrest. You that same little boy that came up out of Ridgecrest. Don't get up here on High Street in Union and get beside yourself. God knows who you are. You need to hear his voice. Yeah, we all prim and proper. Yeah. But we are all sinners saved by grace. If it had not been for God's grace, where would we all be? Oh, I'm talking to a crowd today. You don't have to say amen. You think you saved yourself, but you didn't do it. It was the Lord that saved you. Yeah, you the Lord's choice. And when you the Lord's choice, you don't have anything to worry about. He shows up. He comes in a delicate moment. And he calls Samuel. Samuel heard his voice. He says, behold. In other words, take notice. That behold is powerful. Because it got him out of his cell. See, Samuel was human. And in his humanity, Samuel was thinking, I'm about to be great. I'm about to elevate. I'm about to come up in this thing. Yeah, but he didn't know it was a God thing. See, ministry can get you in a place where you can think it's all about you. It ain't even about us. It's a Lord thing. It's a God thing. I know who I am. I'm comfortable in the skin that I'm in. I know that same boy that came out of Birmingham off of third place Southwest in a little neighborhood called Titusville on the south side of Birmingham is still in me. It's a God thing. You need to be comfortable with who you are in the skin that you're in. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. It's a God thing. Yeah. Be who he called you to be. Behold. It's to get your attention because God is declaring, I'm going to use you to do a work that couldn't get done without me. I'm just going to let you be the messenger. Don't get beside yourself, Samuel. I could have raised up anybody to open their mouth for me, but I chose you. I put my hand on you to deliver the word. Yeah. So in the case, he says, behold, I'm going to do a thing in Israel. Let me make it plain. When God decided to bring Israel out of Egypt, he tapped Moses. Check his criminal history. Yeah. He was a Hebrew. He was a murderer. He was a man on the run on the plains of Midian, tending scorpions and rocks. And been doing it for 40 years. But one day he saw a burning bush. And the bush wasn't consumed. But he called out Moses and told him to take off his sandals. For this place that you stand is holy ground. Oh, y'all ain't there yet. But he was the messenger. He told him to go down in Egypt. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. But he made sure that Moses didn't think it was him. He says, I'm going to go before you. And I'm going to harden his heart. Oh, y'all going to catch on in a minute. He tapped him for Israel. But it was his work that was going to be done. God, can God trust you to be the messenger? To go to his people? To deliver his word? You need to hear the Lord's voice. He wants to speak through you in this house. Then, third and finally, it's going to take a little courage on this. It says in the text, and he made it very clear. He says that everyone that heareth it, their ears are going to do what? Tingle. Both of their ears will tingle. So what I need you to understand is, don't alter what God gives you. But here's the point. Tell them what the Lord has said. The power ain't in you. It's in the word that he's going to send through you. The text says, God now is going to do a thing in Israel, but the word that he's going to send through Samuel, he makes it clear that the everyone that hears it, so it means that Samuel couldn't hold it. He had to deliver it. And when he delivers it, the ears of those that heard it would begin to tingle. Yeah. Here it is, Preach Davis. It's a piece there that you've got to understand, that in the moment that God gives you a word to deliver his people, he's preparing their hearts to receive. It ain't for you to alter. It's not for you to alter. It's not for you to change. Deliver it just like he said it. Thus said the Lord. And I contend today that if you deliver it the way that God said it, their ears will tingle. I promise you, if you deliver the word the way that God said it, their ears will tingle. Now, here's some assurance for you. When you deliver the word, don't worry about it, because it's God's word. And if the people get upset about what you said, really, the battle ain't and the fight ain't with you. The fight is with God. And I don't see or know anybody that's ever fought with God and won that fight. Oh God, you ain't got to stand up here and argue with folk. You ain't got to stand up here and throw stones at folk. All you got to do is tell them what thus saith the Lord. And if they get upset with you, it's not with you, it's with the Lord. Can I give you a little more assurance? When they get upset with God because they didn't want to hear the word that God delivered through you, God will handle the situation. I've been in this thing 26 years. And the same folk, some of them that fought me, I never fought them back, but I saw the hearse wheels rolling. Y'all don't want to talk. I'm going to tell you the truth. He says, touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. When you deliver the word of God, you're being God's prophet. You're speaking his text to a holy people. And if the people of God reject you, they are rejecting God. And they don't want God to take his hands off of them. Y'all ain't got to say amen. Yeah. God has a way of solving the problem. He'll move some folk out of your way. And if he doesn't move them out of your way, he can change their hearts. Yeah. And then if he doesn't change their hearts, he can give you the tolerance to deal with them. Yeah. You are the Lord's choice. Yeah, the Lord will stand with you. You need to hear the Lord's voice. And then you need to tell them what the Lord has said. I'm done. That's your assurance today. As you stand in the sanctuary behind this sacred desk to be pastor, stay in tune with the Lord. You don't owe anybody anything because you are the Lord's choice. And when the Lord chooses you, you win every time. I want you to know that today. Amen. And I didn't come all this way to leave you without a praise, because I'm a worshiper. I believe in worshiping God. I brought some worshipers with me just in case y'all didn't want to get with me. Yeah. But here's your praise break moment. He didn't bring you here to leave you by yourself. He promised you that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. That you'll never see his seed begging bread. God has prepared the place for you. And in this place, God is going to bless you. I promise you, he's going to bless you. He has too much invested in the future to let you mess it up right here. Yeah, he invested in the future. Because one day, the Bible says he sent his son that he might come through 40 and two generations. He let him came that he might be marched up Calvary's hill, nailed to an old rugged cross. There he hung his head in the locks of his shoulder, and he died. But I'm glad he died for me. I'm glad today that he paid a price that I couldn't pay. Because when he paid the price, he secured my future. He died one Friday. I wonder if you know the story. But he didn't stay dead. Yeah, dead Friday, Saturday, but early Sunday morning, he rose. He rose with all power in his hands. And that Lord that rose that early that Sunday morning still shows up on Sunday mornings. He's going to stand behind this sacred desk. He's going to give you strength to preach. He's going to give you power to deliver his word. That same God. He's able. He's able. Don't worry about nothing. God has got your back. Why? Because you are God's choice. You're the Lord's choice. Let him use you in this house. Let him position you to best the people of this congregation. You got three things you got to do. You got to lead them, you got to feed them, and you got to protect them. If you do that, assignment completed. Lead them, feed them, and protect them. Lead them in the ways of God. Teach them the words of God. And then protect them from the enemy. Oh, you're equipped. Because he still has a rod and a staff. And he'll let you use it. The rod is to keep the predators away. Those that come to cause problems. But then the staff is to keep them in line as you are leading them from one place to the other. The last time I checked the scripture, the shepherd was leading the flock to a green pasture. You gotta lead God's people into some green pastures. but the job ain't going to be easy, because along the way, some of them going to want to get out of line, but you got to use the staff to keep them in line. Take your job seriously. Take the task seriously that's before you. But never forget that you are the Lord's choice. May God bless you and may he keep you, is my prayer.
I'm a sports fan, football in particular. There's nothing more exciting than going to a game and your team makes a great play. Well, almost nothing more exciting. You go to the game to enjoy the game, to watch your team do some great things. But I guess the most exciting part is when you can walk out with a victory. We've had singing, scripture, offering, all the components, prayer, all the components of a worship service. The exciting part is watching the game or hearing the preaching, getting our ears to tingle. But there's nothing more exciting than celebrating a victory. Luke says in chapter 15 that there is more joy in heaven amongst the angels over that one that comes to Christ more than the 99 that are already there. So for the saints, if you would just for a moment endure us, we've got to get to the most exciting part of this worship service. Victory. I know that you came here to watch this young man be installed. We came to be a part of that celebration through worship, but it's just that, it's worship. And no worship service would be complete without watching what happened and giving to God everything that we have, but without extending that fellowship to one who might not know him. If there is one that is here today that does not know the Lord for himself or herself, this is the moment right now. You came because your friend was going to get installed as the pastor, but you don't have a relationship with God like you need to. You know who he is. You've heard his name, and today for the first time your ears have tingled. If you look at your program, it doesn't say an invitation to join this church. It doesn't say come on to First Congregational. It says invitation to Christ. If there is one who has never before this moment acknowledged their love for him, their respect for him, their knowledge of him, but their willingness to follow him. If there is one at this moment, as the choir prepares to sing, won't you come? Not just the doors of this church, but the doors of God's heavenly church are open right now. If there is one that desires that relationship, won't you come? Please, ma'am, please, sir, don't let this day pass you by without reaching out to grab the hand of God which awaits you right now. Won't you come? The doors to his church are open. Heaven awaits. Will there be one? Amen. As our choir comes, I think I noticed that their selection was Hallelujah, Salvation, and Glory. Let us this day not just celebrate the installation of our brother and our sister into this wonderful fellowship, but let us celebrate your salvation. For if you didn't come, then I'm going to hope, pray, and trust that we are all saved eternally by his grace. Amen? So as the choir comes, you ought to be able to join in this celebration. The celebration of the day, but the celebration of life. Hallelujah! For the salvation that God has offered. Glory to his name.
Oh,
something, you don't have to have the Mississippi Mass Choir. When you come to praise him, you're all right, you're all right. It's been a wonderful day. We are now ready, Pastor Robinson. Pastor Robinson, we're ready. Reverend Heather, we are ready. We're going to do a litany. It is in your booklets. If you will turn with us, you can keep up with us as we move forward with our litany. We have our associate conference minister, Reverend Heather Fosberg, is with us from Atlanta, Georgia, with the Southeast Conference from the United Church of Christ. We delight in her presence. She loves this church, and we love her as well. So she's right at home, y'all. Don't worry about her. She's fine. She's right at home today. And before we get started, Heather, if you will allow me, I want to back up just a moment. Pastor Henry C. Davis, Jr., you did not disappoint. Thank you for bringing the word. Thank you for bringing the word. And Reverend Freeman Ray, where are you, Reverend Ray? You can call and ask him to join the church anytime you get ready. We're grateful. Thank you. We're just thankful. And to this choir, my choir, this FCC choir, we thank you. We thank you. And to our musicians, we thank you. We thank you. You may follow along with us in the litany, if you will.
You can think of this as just in a marriage, there are promises made by each party. This is our chance to make promises to one another moving forward.
You're going to go up, Pastor.
At the right moment, I'll call him forward. The Southeast Conference of the United Church of Christ greets you in the name of Jesus Christ, the head of the church in heaven and on earth. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us.
First Congregational Christian Church, United Church of Christ, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, has called Reverend Roderick T. Robinson as its pastor and teacher, and respectfully requests that the Southeast Conference install him in this ministry among us, according to the faith and order of the United Church of Christ.
The Southeast Conference has reviewed the request of First Congregational Christian Church, United Church of Christ. We have prayerfully examined Pastor Roderick, and we are pleased to install him as your pastor and teacher. Roderick, servant of God, we invite you to come forward as a sign of your acceptance to the call to this office. Installation is the action of a conference of the United Church of Christ in cooperation with a local congregation. Installation confirms and celebrates the covenantal relationship among a local church, its pastor and teacher, and the United Church of Christ. Installation is a sign that these covenantal partners are committed to share mutually in the mission of the United Church of Christ and the ecumenical church. Hear these words from the Apostle Paul. We beg you, our siblings in Christ, to pay proper respect to those who work among you, who guide and instruct you in the Christian life. Treat them with the greatest respect and love because of the work they do. Be at peace among yourselves. We urge you, our brother. Warn the idle. Encourage the timid. Help the weak. Be patient with all. See that no one pays back wrong for wrong, but at all times make it your aim to do good to one another and to all people. Be joyful always. Pray at all times. Be thankful in all circumstances. This is what God wants of you in your life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Dear friends, First Congregational Christian Church, United Church of Christ, has declared that, having gathered under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it has called Reverend Roderick T. Robinson to minister in this place as pastor and teacher, and that it now receives him as appointed by God for this ministry. The Southeast Conference of the United Church of Christ has declared that he has met all necessary conditions for installation to this office. Roderick, seeing that you are called to ordain ministry by the grace of God and that First Congregational Christian Church, United Church of Christ, has been led to call you as pastor and teacher, are you willing to enter this covenant with its members who are one in Christ and with us in the Southeast Conference?
I am willing, and I promise to serve this church faithfully, preaching and teaching the Word of God, administering the sacraments, and fulfilling the pastoral office according to the faith and the order of the United Church of Christ.
Members of First Congregational Christian Church, United Church of Christ, will those who are able please rise and affirm your covenant with your pastor and teacher? We,
the members of First Congregational Christian Church, United Church of Christ, receive Reverend Roderick Robinson as our pastor and teacher, promising to labor with him in the ministry of the gospel and to give him due honor and support. We gather with him and with the United Church of Christ as a sign of our mutual ministry in Christ's name.
You may be seated. Will members of the Southeast Conference who are present, will you please rise and affirm your covenant with First Congregational Christian Church, United Church of Christ, and its pastor and teacher? We, the members of the Southeast Conference, gather with you, the people and pastor of First Congregational Christian Church, United Church of Christ, as a sign of our covenant and in celebration of our mutual ministry. May be seated. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have called us your servants to make promises before you. Now enable us to keep our vows, that we may remain steadfast in faith and fruitful in every good work. Bless, we pray, your servant Roderick, to whom the care of your people in this church is now committed. Pour out your Holy Spirit on him and on the people of First Congregational Christian Church, United Church of Christ, and on all the churches of the Southeast Conference, that our mutual ministry may be served with all faithfulness, diligence, and courage. Grant us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Make our ministry a means of awakening the careless, strengthening the faithful, and comforting the afflicted. Guard us against the snares of temptation, that we may be kept pure in heart, fervent in spirit, vigilant against evil, and at the last, by your grace, receive us in your eternal home, where with you and the Holy Spirit, Christ reigns, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ and on behalf of the Southeast Conference of the United Church of Christ, I declare you duly installed as pastor and teacher of First Congregational Christian United Church of Christ. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. We're almost to the reception time for the wedding. After one becomes duly installed and officially in their position, then there must be something special that comes behind that. So today is no different because we love our pastor. Pastor Robinson, would you come forward over this way this time? And Daryl Sinkfield, would you come this way this time?
Let the church say amen. Amen. Say amen again.
Amen.
What a wonderful day.
Amen.
Our pastor and my friend and my brother.
Yeah.
It's indeed a pleasure to have this opportunity to make this special presentation. We saw it not robbery when we worked very hard to come up with what could we give our pastor on this very special day. that he could represent us and he could wear it on whatever Sunday he wanted to wear it on. So, Pastor, on behalf of the Board of Trustees and the members of this church, we like to present this small token. We got so many more, but this small token that is from the bottom of our heart that we want to present to you today. Moderator B, let's cut the ribbon.
Pastor Robinson's day, and we acknowledge that. But every lady that's sitting here today know that for every good man, you got to have a good one to stand with him and next to him and beside him. So Minister Carlos Robinson, would you come join us?
For flowers, for a beautiful spirit, and a beautiful lady. And this is just a little something, something. Open that later. Okay.
We are just about there. You have been so gracious. You have been absolutely wonderful. And I know you're waiting to hear from the two of them, which you're going to hear from them in just a moment. I would be remiss in my duties as moderator of this church if I did not say to all of you, we certainly appreciate you coming and being with us today. We're a historic church. You know all about us. You know where to find him on Sunday mornings now, and you know where to find us as well. The door is always open. And we would love for you to come and be with us and get your praise on one Sunday morning. I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the installation team. I'm not going to call them by name because they know who they are. The people that did all the groundwork to make sure that we had this reception going and all the things that we've been doing. I simply want to say thank you to each of you for your efforts that you put in. And when you go back in the back to the reception, my dear friend Ann Ross did the reception for us today. And if you just would just let her know, because you're going to be blown away when you get to the fellowship hall. And it's the hottest ticket in town because the air is out back there. But we're going to make it through it. We're going to make it through it. I promise you this. We got fans going, and we're going to be fine. And we're going to praise him anyway. And we have lots and lots and lots of food. So I want you to stay and do come to the reception. I know you've been waiting to hear from them. It has been my pleasure to serve you as your moderator for the afternoon. I present to you our pastor, Pastor Roderick T. Robinson, and Minister Courtney C. Robinson. And after they finish with their comments, we will be graced with a benediction by Pastor Michael McCurry from Unity UCC. And if you all haven't figured this out, it's a husband and team. They're working this thing at Unity. So it's two of them, and they're over there smiling, but they're two pastors at Unity, our sister churches. So we had her earlier as she blessed the offering, and then Pastor Michael McCurry will take us out. So Minister Cordless and Reverend Robinson, would you come forward?
throw your hat on telling me I need to come on up here and speak. I was going to go right there. But hello, everyone. I just want to say thank you all so much for coming out. Thank you all so much for loving us. And we're just so grateful for what it is that God is doing in our lives and what God is doing here at First Congregational Christian Church. Again, thank you.
I'm not going to be that short, but I won't be too long, because my heart is full right now, because I truly believe in God and his ability to set things up by way of predestination. I went through a trial period in my life where my health was failing me. And when your doctors tell you it probably would have been best if you had rectal cancer than what you have, that makes you put everything in perspective. And when I went through that, God moved us from one church to another church by way of a beautiful friend. And I would be remiss if I didn't have her to stand, because she's here simply because she told me that this church was available and that she would call someone and have them to give me a call. Sister Ramsey, if you would please stand. Love you. Love you. All of what we're seeing today is just simply the heart of God. This day is not about me. This day is not about my wife. This day is about us seeing the heart of God. Because God said, I send you preachers after my own heart who will have a heart for the people. So the only reason why I am here is because you prayed. God heard your prayers, and God sent me to work. I'm not here for you to serve me. I'm here to serve you. Don't make this about me, because I don't want God to move me out of here. If you make me a God, he will remove me, because he said he have no other God before him. Our God is a jealous God. My wife and I are simply here to serve you. We are at your beck and call. We have come to be servants. That's why Jesus got down and washed the feet of his disciples, because he understood leadership that come from the heart of a servant, and that's all we are, servants. Thank you guys for coming to be here and celebrate with a couple of servants, because that's all we are. We love you, and I don't want to go through trying to name everybody that's here, because all of my friends are here. And let me say this before I step away from this microphone. One thing I always wanted to see is what God would like to see on Sunday. Look at this congregation. It's people of all races, people of all ages, people of all colors. If we don't learn that we're just one race, we're going to destroy each other. God didn't call us to be different races. Man started that. God called us to be one race that's unified and love one another. Let us learn how to love each other like Jesus loved us, without condition. Love you. God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Well, I guess you're all ready to go home now, huh? Amen. Praise God. We thank God for this opportunity to be here, to gracious, to serve as this capacity, to share this great moment with this great pastor, First Lady, and to all of you. We are greeting you and letting you know that God is always going to be here with you. And here, we're going to share with you, myself and Pastor McCurry, We are going to be here with you. We're going to partner with you. Listen, we got to do dinner together. All right. Amen. If all my hearts and minds are clear, may the Lord God's face shine upon you. May the grace of God be with you. May his ever-present life, living, and giving spirit be upon you. And as we travel, as we go, may God go with us in grace and peace until the eternal time that we meet again. In Jesus' name, let's all say amen.
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 If you just stay still where you are for 1 second, please just stay where you are for 1 second, please. Just 1 second, we're going to bless the food.
Gracious God, we thank you for the food in abundance. We thank you for those that have served, God, and prepared. Thank you, God, for the fellowship and your grace, God. May your blessing be a nourishment to our bodies and our spirits. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Please head down to the reception. You can hug the pastor. You can do whatever you want to do and make it to the fellowship hall.
God made